opportunity with some more ice time due to the injuries, and last night you were in a very responsible role against some of the top players in the league, and it didn't always work out, I know, the way that you wanted it to. How do you handle something like that?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to rise to the occasion and step your game up and look at it as a challenge, and you never want to fail in situations like that, so you just got to go out there, work hard, and just play your game, you know. Obviously, there was a couple goals against that are a little frustrating and disappointing, but like I said earlier, you just got to move on and learn from the mistakes and be better tomorrow.
Andrew Ladd made it clear after the game he didn't feel that everybody showed up for the game. What's your reaction to that sort of feedback from the team leader?
No, I mean, anytime you you hear that from your team leader, you know there's something that needs to be changed, and I mean, better work ethic maybe for tomorrow. I mean, everybody's got to look in the mirror and say, did I give my best tonight? And I mean, I don't know if many of us did, but myself included. So yeah, we just gotta move forward. Gotta go into tomorrow's game. It's a 2 o'clock game, so a little bit different preparation, but just gotta be ready for it and just have a good one tomorrow.
Thoughts on Minnesota and the challenges they present. Blake Wheeler was just talking about how boring they are, and that's a compliment because they do the same thing for 60 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, they stick their game plan. They don't give anything up defensively, and they're a team that's going to win a 1-0, 2-1 game, you know. It's never going to be a run-and-gun, high-scoring game against Minnesota, so we just got to be patient, stick to what works for us, just play a solid defensive game, get pucks in deep, get forechecking, get skating, get banging and crashing, and putting all the shots on net that we can, and just grind one out tomorrow.
For the team that you never want to get away from what your team does, but you also have to play a little bit their way. You have to play that patient game with them and wait for your chance too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can't get into a run and gun game with them because I mean they have some elite forwards up front that can skate and zip the puck around and score goals, you know. So you don't want to get into a back and forth type of game. You just got to be patient, play hard defensively, and capitalize on the chances you get in the offensive zone. Yeah.
You've been with this team for a couple weeks now. Some would say maybe you have a fresh perspective on the challenges this team faces. How would you describe some of those challenges?
You know, I don't even really know. I mean, I've only been here for 9 games, and from what I've seen so far, I mean, we got a solid hockey club here that can, I mean, we're huge up front. We got solid D and great goaltending, so everybody can skate too, you know. We're a fast club that can get pucks in deep and forecheck hard and create some stuff off of that. So I mean, you just got to stick to what's worked for this team in the past, you know, which is just play a hard, physical, fast type of game. You know, you just gotta can't get away from that. You just gotta be, like I said earlier, you gotta be patient with maybe some pucks aren't going in the net and offense isn't coming all the time, but you gotta be patient, stick to the game plan, and I mean, it's gonna come eventually if we stick to that and just keep doing what we do. That helps us be successful.